So, as most of you know, this year we're doing a series on the paramis. I mentioned that before, our guided meditation. And this month our topic is determination or resolve. And this is our first talk on this subject. So I'm going to give a little bit of an introduction to this parami and then some thoughts about how we might be able to practice with it over the next weeks. So the parami of resolve is adhidhana in Pali, and it's translated in different ways in English. Determination, resolve, resoluteness are some of the ones that I have heard. In Gail Stark's book on the paramis, it's described as determination in following an aspiration, and as being unwavering and faithful to one's aspiration. Or if aspiration isn't quite the right word for you, you could also think of it as being faithful to your vision or to your goal. Those could be okay too. Sylvia Boorstein associates this parami with perseverance and tenacity on following through with our faith that our aspiration is possible. And some other qualities that we might associate with this parami are commitment, following through on our intentions, being willing to face challenges, and not giving up. All qualities that we know are really valuable and really helpful. But at the same time, a word like determination might also have some connotations that are not quite so positive. When we hear that word, we might think of pushing ourselves, of forcing ourselves, of, kind of gritting our teeth and powering through to get what we want or to get where we want to be. And sometimes those qualities might be useful, but other times they're not really so helpful. So it can be complicated. And for me, it is complicated. Determination is a challenging parami. And part of the reason is because I tend to have lots of good intentions, but I'm not always so good on following through. Sometimes doubt gets in the way. Sometimes procrastination gets in the way. Sometimes life gets in the way. Sometimes I wasn't really so realistic about that intention and I didn't think it through and it wasn't something that was possible for me to really follow through on in the situation I was in. So that's one reason it's challenging because having that quality is a challenge. But I also think it's challenging because it seems like this parami, it isn't always so easy to get it right. It's a lot like effort or energy or virya that we worked with a couple of months ago. Both of these paramis, for me at least, they bring up a lot of questions. What really is wise effort and what is wise determination? What's enough effort? What's enough determination? What's too much? Are we pushing forward for the right reasons? Or are we doing it because we feel like it's expected of us or to prove something to ourselves or to prove something to somebody else or to make our own agenda happen the way that we think it ought to happen? All of those are possible as well as a real clear understanding that this is really for our benefit. So how do we find that right balance between, just vacillating and wavering and never quite making a commitment and being compulsive and intense about reaching whatever our aspiration or goal might be? So all of these kinds of questions and ambivalent feelings that I have about determination got me really thinking about how to approach and cultivate this parami. What's the right way to work with it so as to not get caught in all these contradictions and feelings and uncertainties. And as I've been reading and reflecting about determination to prepare for this talk, from all of the good books we've been studying, advice we've been getting, I've come up with a few good ways that we might work with this parami. And they've helped me to think about how to get started with determination this month. And so I'm thinking maybe you'll find them helpful too. So I'm going to share them with you today. So one way to think of determination or resolve is as commitment to our practice, to our own liberation or awakening. Or if those words seem like too much, whatever words you might want to use, maybe freedom from difficult habit patterns could be one that you might use. When Sylvia Boorstein introduces determination in her book, this is the sense in which she presents this parami. So she says that determination is based on seeing clearly into the cause of suffering, so that our resolve to change our habits of mind, habits of greed and hate and delusion, becomes spontaneous. So we really see what's going on. We see that we're suffering. We understand why. We want to be free, and we resolve to do what we can to make that happen. And she also says that our resolve is supported by our own direct experience, that that peace is possible and that freedom from suffering is possible, even if only for a moment. So this version of determination is a deep commitment to free ourselves from suffering, based on our own experience of suffering, our desire for freedom from suffering, and our own verified faith that freedom is possible. And that's what we were touching on in our sit this morning in the meditation I borrowed from Sylvia Boorstein, to connect with our own faith that that freedom is possible, and to start to cultivate resolve and determination from that place and with that faith. So I think that's something that's really good for us to reflect on from time to time, you know, to remember why we practice and to renew our resolve to continue on the path. Because we know from our own experience that, as Ajahn Suchito says, it's leading to our welfare, to the welfare of others, and to peace. And so when we remember that, then, you know, we're willing to continue, even though we know we're going to make a lot of mistakes, we're going to get caught up in our difficult habits time and time again. And when we do get caught up, we stop, we take a breath, and begin again. In her book, Sylvia Boorstein says, this is the way it is. Freedom from habit is a possibility, not once and for all, but day after day, little by little, and more often. So another way to think of and practice with determination is to consider its relationship with the other paramis. So this parami of resolve or determination is the eighth in the list of paramis. So it's, you know, a ways into the sequence. It doesn't come right at the beginning. And in his book, Ajahn Suchito suggests that there's a good reason for this. He makes the point that to have true resolve or determination, you really need to have a sense that what you're aiming for is worthwhile and is beneficial for you and beneficial for others. So to make a wise resolution, you need to have sampled and practiced and received the benefits. In the case of the paramis, with the paramis, benefits of generosity, of virtue, of renunciation, and all the rest. So we've done that kind of sampling, and we know they're worth making a commitment to. Now, we have been doing this over these past months. We've received some of the benefits of the paramis. We have a sense of how helpful these qualities can be in living our lives. And so now, as we come to this parami of determination, maybe we feel ready to make a deeper commitment to cultivating the paramis. Not as, something we think about, maybe try out for a while, but something that we really take on as a fundamental part of our practice. As Ajahn Sucitto says, we determine to be generous, to refrain from doing harm, to let go of what needs to be relinquished, to discern and investigate, and to bring energy, patience, and truthfulness to our practice. So maybe we find ourselves ready for this. And it's good to remember too that this commitment to really cultivating the paramis is a commitment to freedom and awakening also. In Gail Stark's book on the paramis, Joseph Goldstein tells her, for something to be considered a parami and not just a wholesome state, it needs to be practiced with an aspiration for awakening. So, for example, you can practice generosity not only with this sense of feeling happy about doing something good, but with the aspiration to really be able to let go of greed completely. So we can see our practice of paramis as a commitment to really free ourselves from all these painful and difficult mind states, greed, hatred, and delusion. So this parami of determination is a foundation or support for developing all the other paramis and really a commitment to developing them as a means to awakening. So as we start working with determination this month, maybe we want to think about the paramis we've studied so far and really consider how valuable they've been to us and really see how we can bring resolve and determination to our cultivation of them and our determination to really make these qualities a natural part of the way we are in the world. So far we've talked about determination and resolve as commitment to the path of liberation or awakening or commitment to cultivating the paramis as a way to help us find that kind of freedom. And so these kinds of resolve are really important, something really to consider, sort of a north star, the direction of our practice. We know this is where we're going. We know how worthwhile it is. And so we keep going even when it's difficult. But at the same time, these levels of resolve can also feel pretty idealistic. And in the day-to-day, stuff of our lives, it can be hard, kind of hard sometimes to connect with these high-level resolves and remember them. So I think it's also good to remember that the quality of resolve or determination doesn't just apply to our spiritual path or the cultivation of the paramis. It's also something that's important for lots and lots of the small things we do in our daily lives. And so a third way of practicing resolve or determination is to practice accessing that quality in all the little ways that we can in our daily life. We might think of this as kind of working to build these muscles of resolve and determination, no matter what situation we might need these qualities in. And this way of working with resolve is what Joseph Goldstein recommends to Gail Stark in her book on the paramis. So basically, these are the instructions that he gives. So identify a few things that you aspire to do for the day or for the week. For each of them, determine what is needed to achieve it, and then think about what happens to that aspiration when you consider these things. Does it really work? Does it need to change? And then, as you try to carry out your aspirations, learn to recognize that quality of resoluteness or determination when it comes up, and the ways that it might show itself for you. And your ways of expressing it might not be the same as everyone else's and might be different in different situations. But become familiar with that sense and the ways that the conditions and can help this resoluteness or determination to arise. And then finally, look at what can undermine our aspirations. Notice the times when you don't actually follow through on the aspiration. and investigate what's happening. If you don't achieve it, why not? What undermines it? And so these are all good things to look at. And he reminds us, too, that this application of resolve can be practiced on all kinds of things, from the most mundane things to the most sublime things. And we can have all sorts of good intentions, but what's important is this sense of carrying through, understanding that difficulties are part of the process, not giving up, or when we do give up, just begin again. So there's a lot to consider here. You know, we choose our aspirations. We look a bit more closely to see what's required to achieve them. And when we do that, we might find that some are just not possible in the time available to us or in the situation we're in. Or we might find that what's needed is actually more than we're willing to do. Maybe this is a step too far for us. So maybe we need to modify our aspiration so it's not quite so ambitious. And we can feel a sense of the possible when we contemplate doing it. Or when we consider what's required for us to follow through, it might not only be having time to do it or having the equipment or situation we need to do it, but we might need to actually enjoy the activity to be able to follow through or really have a sense that this is important and beneficial. And then having a sense of what determination and resoluteness feels like, what helps us to bring it, what conditions cause it to arise. It might have a really strong and energetic feeling, but it might have more a sense of quiet confidence that I can do this, I can see this through. And then finally, we pay attention to when we don't follow through and see what's going on when that happens. And I have a feeling that sometimes this might actually be the biggest learning place of all. You know, maybe when we do that, we find this aspiration was something we thought we should do, but actually we're not really that interested in it. Or maybe the task was too big for the time available. Maybe we were fixated on finishing, when just making progress might have been enough. Maybe we pushed ourselves too hard and got exhausted and discouraged. Or we let ourselves be overwhelmed by fear of failure and by perfectionism. That's something that's easy to happen for many of us. Maybe we gave up when difficulties arose. So there's a lot of patterns to be uncovered here and lots of ways we can undermine our good intentions. But when we do this kind of practice, we see these things. And once we see them, then we can think of ways to work with these different habits that undermine us. So to give you an example of how this works, I can't tell you how it happened for me because I haven't had time to try this out yet. But I can tell you a little bit about what happened with Gail Stark. So she did this exercise. And the things she chose for her aspirations were pretty ordinary and everyday things. For example, for one day, her aspirations were to meditate, get some exercise, and do her taxes. So she thought about what would be required. And for meditation, it was easy because she already did it. The exercise she needed to schedule, but the taxes was a little bit more problematic. She wondered if it was even a suitable aspiration. And then she worried about whether she'd really have time to finish them. So she adjusted and decided that what would work would be to aspire to enjoy doing her taxes rather than insist on finishing. And so she worked on her taxes in a really nice, pleasant spot in her house. She put on nice music while she was doing them. She had some chocolate while she was doing her taxes, and it worked. She enjoyed them and actually ended up finishing. And then she chose another aspiration to clean out her bookcases in her office, which were just overflowing with stuff. And now this was a case where she chose a task that was just too big for the time allowed, but she didn't realize it. And initially she had so much energy and enthusiasm. She thought, oh yeah, I can do this. I can do this whole project, get it all done today. But she ended up with a huge mess and her mind in a huge mess of fatigue and overwhelm. So she took a break. And you might say that she gave up on her goal of finishing the project, but not really. She didn't really give up because she got some rest. She thought a little more about the best way to approach the project and then began again. So sometimes resolve is just that willingness to begin again and maybe approach our task a little more patiently and gently and with a little bit more forethought. So I think this gives us a sense of how much we can learn about ourselves as we take on this practice of resolve. We can find out for ourselves what wise resolve is and what gets in our way and what helps us to see things through. And we can choose to work with aspirations that are directly related to our meditation practice or to cultivating the paramis or ones that involve very ordinary and everyday thing, everyday life types of things, or a little bit of each one. All of them will work, and there's something to be learned from all of them. So there's a lot, So there's a lot involved in cultivating true resolve or determination. As Ajahn Suchito advises us in his book, first, we really need to have a sense that what we're aiming for is worthwhile and worthy of our commitment based on our own experience. We need faith that our aspiration is possible, also based on our own experience. And when we're sure of this, we need to also consider how we move towards it and pay attention to our interest and our capacity. And this means that we don't have to do everything all at once. Our resolve can develop gradually in small steps with commitments to what we feel we're capable of doing. It doesn't have to be the hugest and most difficult thing. And in his book, Ajahn Suchito talks about his own practice, how when he was a young man, he ended up in a meditation class at a monastery in Thailand at a time when he just wasn't sure what to do with his life. And he wasn't sure if he could do the meditation either, but he tried it. And his mind first felt like, well, I can't do this. I can't do this. But then he felt like, well, I can try. At least for a little while, and a day passed and a week passed, he felt like he had something really valuable going on here. And then a week became a month and then 3 months. And finally, he made the commitment to ordain. So a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. He advises us to take things this way with a why not attitude rather than a compulsive one. So we commit to what we feel able to commit to. We follow through with that. And then if we see the benefit, we can go ahead and do more. So I think this is really good advice for our spiritual practice and good advice as we work to develop this quality of determination in our everyday lives when it comes to all those small scale, ordinary things that we do too, you know, like getting out to exercise or eating a healthy diet or mowing the lawn or whatever, you know, whatever might be on your list of things that you aspire to do and know that are really useful for you to do. And so with that advice in mind and these kind of ideas and frameworks in mind, I'm starting to feel kind of excited and interested in working with Resolve this month instead of feeling doubtful and confused and maybe afraid that once again, I'm not going to be able to make a success of this thing. So I'd like to close with a poem that I shared with the Thursday drop-in set, because I think it might really help us to tap into that faith that is so important a part of resolve, that our aspirations are possible. So this poem is, in any case, by Dorian Lau. If we are fractured, we are fractured. Like stars spread to shine in every direction, through any dimension, billions of years since and hence. I shall not lament the human, not yet. There is something more to come. Our hearts a gold mine, not yet plumbed, an uncharted sea. Nothing is gone forever. If we came from dust and will return to dust, then we can find our way into anything. What we are capable of is not yet known. And I praise us now in advance. So thanks so much for your attention. And now we have time for our breakout rooms for some discussion. If you need to leave because you have a busy day today on this holiday kind of weekend, this would be a good time to do that. And I hope many of you will be able to stay though, because I think this is maybe a rich topic for discussion. So I'll give you a moment here and then I'll set up the rooms. So today I would invite you to just share your thoughts about working with this parami of determination. You know, are there any ideas you have about how you might like to approach it? What might be challenging for you? Whatever comes to mind as you have your first thoughts about this month is fine to share. So I will go ahead and put you in your rooms and you can get started. Okay, I think everyone is back. Hopefully you had a good discussion, lots of interesting things coming up. And so now we have some time for you to share with the larger group anything that you might like to talk about, any questions you might have too. The floor is open. You can indicate that you would like to speak with your little virtual raising your hand, or since I can see everybody on the screen, it's probably also okay to just raise your actual hand, and then I'll know that you want to talk. Either way could work. Yes, Judith.
Well, in our group, we had, we were a trio of teeth gritting power workers. So we were basically focusing on ways to let go of being so goal oriented, you know, and be present to what we're actually doing and evaluating whether this thing that we're so intent on is really useful. Mm-hmm. And not living our lives just checking things off the list all the time, but actually being present. So then we realize that what we need to do is shift our resolve to freeing ourselves, like you were saying, freeing ourselves and actually being present with what we're doing rather than expending it on just powering through to get what we think we want, which often turns out not to be so great anyway. So that's where we were at.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, I have a feeling that that is going to come up for a lot of us because we're so trained in our culture to be goal-oriented that to step back from that without just feeling like we're doing nothing or not knowing what we should do is really a challenging thing. I like what you said about how you felt like an important thing was to remember that this is a process of freeing ourselves. And I think if we keep that in mind, that rather than a process of building up a more perfect self, that might help. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a good one for everybody. Oh, yes, Claire.
Once again, the flower that is Sangha comes to mind for me, because this topic is kind of intense, and I feel like I'm grappling. And what Judith just said was so helpful, and then Lyndall, how you reset it, so helpful, and it kind of pulled me out of my feeling a little bit down about this. So I'm so grateful to have Sangha. I'm so grateful I'm not just studying this in a book by myself.
Yeah, it really helps. I think when we're together, we know that we share so many of these challenges. And I felt like that too, sort of like, this is really hard. And it helps to know that others feel this way too. So thank you so much, Claire. Yeah, the value of Sangha is wonderful. Suze?
We use the words both daunting and liberating. It's like that one. And we talked about, you know, kind of the daily stuff, as well as really big issues around how do we feel about the word faith, which is triggering for a lot of us, come from certain religious backgrounds or how we dealt with stuff, and the bigness of doubt. And recently I heard a talk where, you know, how the Buddha uses similes and images for all the different hindrances. And the simile is a bowl of water for all the hindrances. And the one for doubt was filled with mud and pushed into the closet. So I just thought that was, oh, no wonder it's so hard. Anyway, I really liked my breakout group a lot. And yeah, just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Yeah. And I think that's a good, to bring up that subject of doubt and faith is also a really good one. I think doubt is one of the big ones for me that gets in the way of being able to follow through with my intentions and aspirations. It really is a problem. I mean, especially doubt in my own capacity. And so I think looking at that and really looking at our own experiences to show that, yes, we can. Yes, we have. Yes, we do know, even if only for a moment, might really be helpful. So thank you for sharing that. Charlotte?
Yeah, thank you. I recently I've had this determination for a long time, is to stay within my budget. And I loved clothes shop, and I spend money on things that I don't need. Well, this last month I had a real good success. I went into TJ Maxx and I looked, but I didn't buy. And I passed by a pizza place, and I didn't want to spend the $23 to buy a pizza. And so I felt really good about myself that I said I need to stay within a budget and be careful with my money. And I felt like I had a little success. So that determination helped me out quite a bit. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And I think that was a really nice illustration of how that following through on your intention and then sort of feeling the freedom of not getting caught in that bad habit,
yes,
just feels so good that it really makes you want to continue and do more. And I think maybe that's a feeling that we can all recognize and connect with as we do the same kind of things. So congratulations on your success. May it continue.
Yes.
Yeah. Lauren?
Well, I just wanted to say that the three of us in our group were quite enthusiastic about getting started on this based on your presentation and introduction, which focused on, you know, little by little is okay. And aspirations in the mundane as well as the sublime. So it kind of freed us to look at things in a smaller aspirations and maybe a smaller focus. And that got us to the moment and how aspirations of being present in the moment to what our aspiration is. It just seemed to make it doable, and it also had a spirituality about it because it was a good way to look at accomplishment in being present with things. And we also, anyway, we were very enthusiastic. We thought the ideas, we could really work with those. And I was thinking I was curious, you know, like curious to investigate this in small ways because I know it affects my bigger aspirations, my attitude and relationship to determination and resolve and so forth affects my grander wanting to awaken. So, and doing it in a daily way, daily life way is doable, you know. So, so that was great. And then we also wanted to say that this seemed like a good timing because September is like a new year. One of us is a teacher, and so she was talking about it really felt like a new year for her, and so she could think of resolve to do some new things. And so anyway, we thought about it. September was a good time for resolve. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, just listening to you talk is getting me excited too. And I also really appreciated those instructions that Joseph Goldstein gave about just working with these everyday little things because it does connect with the bigger things. So yeah, wonderful. I hope that we can all feel that same excitement through this whole month, you know, kind of starting something new, a fresh start, investigating, looking at this with a curious mind instead of a judgmental mind. So thanks, everybody. I think I better end here so I can go ahead and talk about some of the things we have coming up for this month, which are also a lot of things to do and think about. So thanks to everybody for all of your comments and for being here. Really nice discussion.